Marianne has some savvy tips to help you at work, specifically the words and phrases you might be using that make everyone hate working with you. Is that right?
Bob, I hope you're not using these words around your colleagues, but I have a feeling that you might be, so pay close attention to what I'm about to say, which comes from the business website Fast Company.
Let me guess, one of the phrases you shouldn't say, "Everybody around here is incompetent." Is that a no-no?
It's not as obvious as that, but please don't say that to the super nice people you work with.
I would never do that. All right, let's hear what these are.
Okay, so how you talk to people in your workplace really matters. You don't want to use, you know, all that business jargon that nobody really, you know, relates to in any way. But you also don't want to sound like you're an Instagram comment.
Right.
Because that alienates people, and then you lose their trust, even if that's the way they are talking.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be fooled by that. And don't let your casual way of talking creep into your office vocabulary. And by that, I mean, okay, so the first one is, don't use the words or the phrases "no problem" and "whatever."
Really?
So, what could be wrong with these, do you think? Take a guess.
Well, I understand "whatever" might be a bit of a problem, but saying "no problem" is also something you should avoid?
Yeah, these words have a flippant tone. And, when you say no problem, depends on how you say it, you know. Will you please get me some coffee, or will you please, make some copies of these? No problem. But if somebody asked you for a really tough assignment, would you say "no problem"? No, you wouldn't say it that way. I mean, that's not the way you would start sound smart about it. You'd talk about what it is that the job is. So,
it's about tone. Your tone in the case of "no problem," that's just about tone.
It's about tone, but also if they take it literally, which most people don't, but literally it implies some kind of resentment for the task that you've been given. So just don't use it. And "whatever" is often used to dismiss another person's idea. So if I say "sure, whatever" after somebody has offered a suggestion, I might think I'm just saying I don't mind one way or the other, but it's not going to always come across that supportively.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the words "yeah," "yup," "sure," "fine." Use these words with your friends, but not in a professional setting where the stakes are fundamentally different. I have a friend who constantly replies to me with, first of all, she's from another country, so I always give her the benefit of the doubt. But she always responds with on text with the word "yap," YAP.
Really?
Meaning "yep," YEP, which I always take it. It always shocks me a little bit because it sounds really flippant to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
maybe
that's why texting can be dangerous sometimes, because you don't get
exactly
a tone in there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Then the next one is the phrase "it is what it is."
Yeah, that's stupid. that's just stupid.
Clichés like this make you sound like you're a lazy thinker. And we default to empty expressions when we're trying to give the impression that we have something to say, but we really don't. And when we want to sound comfortable with something, but we might not be. Business is business. It is what it is. And phrases like that aren't just meaningless and repetitious. They sound like you don't really care, or that your brain is just not in gear. So good luck getting promoted.
That's a time filler.
Exactly, a time filler. Pissed off, that's the next one. We hear this around the office pretty commonly, even when the speaker is referring to how somebody else is feeling, but it still reflects badly on them. Because saying "I'm pissed off that I didn't get that vacation time" makes you sound angry and uncooperative. And if you say, "She was really pissed off at that meeting," referring to your boss, you're subtly expressing a criticism of her, even if you think she had every right to be furious. And if you say, "I think I pissed off Doug yesterday," you're basically confessing that you can't get along with others, even if you think that Doug was wrong. So just about from every angle, this expression does not work in your favor. And yes, people in your office, including you, are going to get upset from time to time. But how you speak about those breakdowns should be more collaborative. And also, by the way, that goes for email, too.
Yeah, I think that one's obvious. What's the next one?
The next one is can't. You can't get away with never saying can't because it's very common and very useful. But it is smart to be on your guard for the context in which you use it. For example, if you might innocently say at a meeting, I can't get that report to you till Monday. And fine, maybe you really can't. But phrasing it like that makes you sound ineffective, like the person who disappoints. So why not flip it around and say what you can do instead? I'll have that report to you next Monday. Suddenly, you're somebody who delivers and is realistic about timeline. And try to avoid don't in similar situations. Instead of saying, I don't know what the solution is, go with, let's go over some possible solutions, what they might look like. I could really use some input. Then you'll sound bright and collegial.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, bright and collegial. I do that.
Yeah, you know, WGN should use that as a promotion for you. Bob Surratt, bright and collegial.
Good idea.
I like that. Okay, the next one is hope. It's another perfectly innocuous word that can sound defeatist and passive or even passive-aggressive around the office if you aren't careful. It can sound not very confident. If you say, I hope we'll meet our sales target, then you're really planting the opposite idea, the possibility that you may not. Why not just say, I want us to meet our sales target, and I know we can get there. So that's just one example of hope. Or I hope our team can agree on a plan. It sounds like you don't really exactly see how you'll manage to do it. Instead, you can say, we expect to hammer out a plan, or we're committed to coming up with something everybody agrees on.
Yes.
So no matter what, people are going to draw impressions of all of us based on the words we use, and a lot of that is out of our control and interpretation, but avoid those phrases so that you can sound more confident, you know? It is what it is.
It always seems like you're looking for solutions instead of being negative. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Well, as you know, I've been obsessed with hibiscus this summer, and I don't want summer to end despite the weather, because I really can't think of anything more refreshing to drink. And I've been making a lot of tea with it, but tea is easy to make. You know, you just buy the tea bags and, you know, throw them in there. But I have a recipe for a great end of summer cocktail or mocktail, and it's called the hibiscus rum fizz. But take out the word rum if you make it a mocktail.
Yes, for
and
me.
It's super easy to make, perfect for a party on a hot day, and I'm going to bet we are still going to have a few of those left.
Yeah, I'm going to be 80 on Sunday. You can find the recipe by going to SavvyPlanet.com, put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet, and subscribe. You get a new recipe in your inbox every week. Whatever. Well, I'll see you soon, Marianne. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. And